This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled Understanding the Soul, Spirit, and Body, a simple guide to trichotomy, dichotomy, and naturalism. It offers a simplified overview of what it means to be human from a biblical perspective, exploring body, soul, and spirit, and how these views contrast with naturalism and materialist explanations. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix illustration, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore this topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., PhD, Defend the Word Ministries, North Point Church Introduction. Have you ever wondered what makes us human? Is it just our physical bodies, or is there something more? Throughout history, people have debated the nature of humanity. Some say we have three parts, body, soul, and spirit. Others believe we have only two parts, body and soul, working as one immaterial aspect. And then there are those who say we're just physical beings with no spiritual side at all. Let's explore these ideas and see how they fit with what the Bible teaches and what they mean for our faith. Trichotomy, body, soul, and spirit. Trichotomy is the belief that humans are made up of three distinct parts. Body, the physical part of us that interacts with the world. Soul, the part of us that includes our thoughts, emotions, and personality. Spirit, the part of us that connects with God and allows us to have a relationship with Him. In this view, the soul and spirit are different but work closely together. For example, the Bible mentions in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 23, "May your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." This shows that all three parts of us matter to God. How trichotomy helps us understand Jesus. Jesus shows us how these three parts work perfectly together. His physical body endured suffering. His soul felt deep emotions like sorrow in the Garden of Gethsemane, and his spirit remained in perfect communion with God. This model helps us see how Jesus fully lived as a human while still being divine. Dichotomy, body and soul-spirit dichotomy teaches that we have two parts. Body, the physical side of us. Soul-spirit, the immaterial side that includes our mind, emotions, and connection to God. In this view, the soul and spirit are not separate but work together as one. For example, in Genesis 2 verse 7, God breathed life into Adam and he became a living being, showing the unity of body and soul spirit. This view also explains Jesus' full humanity. His soul and body worked together in perfect harmony during his earthly life, such as when he resisted temptation in the wilderness. Naturalism. Only the body naturalism takes a very different approach to understanding humanity. It denies the existence of the soul and spirit, saying that humans are purely physical beings made up of biology and chemistry. According to naturalism, things like emotions, thoughts, and morality are just brain functions or cultural ideas. But naturalism has some major problems, even when it relies on science. In a famous debate with Dr. Peter Atkins, philosopher William Lane Craig pointed out five areas that science cannot explain. 1. Logical and mathematical truths. Science assumes these truths but cannot prove them without circular reasoning. 2. Metaphysical truths. Things like the existence of other minds, the reality of the outside world, or the idea that the past wasn't created 5 minutes ago can't be proven scientifically. 3. Ethical beliefs. Science cannot tell us whether something is morally right or wrong, such as the actions of the Nazis during the Holocaust. 4. Aesthetic judgments. Beauty and art are beyond the reach of science, which cannot measure or define them. 5. Science itself. The scientific method depends on unprovable assumptions like the constancy of the speed of light. These examples show that naturalism cannot explain some of the most important parts of human experience. Philosopher C.S. Lewis pointed out another issue. If all our thoughts are just the result of brain chemistry, how can we trust our reasoning? How do we know if we're thinking logically or just reacting like animals driven by instincts? If naturalism is true, it undermines its own claim to explain the truth. After all, animals don't think about truth, they act based on survival. If we are just biological machines, then all our beliefs, including naturalism, might simply be the result of evolutionary programming, not a search for truth. Why naturalism fails as a worldview. The Bible offers a much better explanation of humanity. It says that we are made in the image of God, which means we have the ability to think rationally, seek truth, and connect with our Creator. Our reasoning is not just a survival mechanism, it's a gift from God that helps us understand both the world and Him. Passages like Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7 affirm this by saying that the spirit returns to God when we die, showing that we are more than just our bodies. Naturalism, on the other hand, struggles to explain things like love, self-awareness, and our deep desire for meaning, all of which point to a spiritual dimension in human life. By rejecting the idea of a soul or spirit, naturalism strips away what makes us truly human. But when we understand that we are created by God with a body, soul, and spirit, we see our true purpose, to know Him, love Him, and reflect His image. How trichotomy and dichotomy work together. At first glance, trichotomy and dichotomy might seem very different, but they share a lot in common. Both agree that humans have a physical body and an immaterial aspect that connects us to God. In fact, the soul and spirit work so closely together that they can appear as one, which is why some people prefer dichotomy. However, verses like Hebrews 4 verse 12 show that they are also distinct. In practical terms, whether you believe in trichotomy or dichotomy, the key point is this: we are more than just physical beings. We are created by God to have a relationship with Him, reflect His image, and live with purpose. Why this matters for your faith, understanding how we're made helps us grow closer to God. If we recognize that our spirit connects us to Him, we'll prioritize prayer and worship. If we know our soul shapes our thoughts and emotions, we'll seek to renew our minds through Scripture. And if we remember that our body is part of God's creation, we'll treat it with care and respect. At the same time, rejecting naturalism reminds us of our eternal value. We are not just physical beings, we are made in the image of God. This truth gives us hope for the future, knowing that our soul and spirit will live on with God even after our bodies pass away. Conclusion: whether you lean toward trichotomy or dichotomy, both views highlight the amazing way God created us. We are physical, emotional, and spiritual beings designed to reflect His image and connect with Him. Rejecting naturalism, we affirm that life has meaning beyond the material world. So let's live as whole people, loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and trusting Him to shape every part of our lives.